My guest this morning is Carrie Fugate from the Wild and Scenic Film Festival. That sounds so great. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So the festival is November 18th, with the program beginning at 6:30, a happy hour at 5. What'll it be? Tell me all about it.
So this is an annual event that we have. We've got a great set of 12 films, short films, from around the U.S. and the world.
Ooh, wow.
They're short films with stunning filmmaking and amazing storytellers by activists for activists, covering issues around energy, food systems, biodiversity, climate change, restoration of wetlands, and wildlands.
Boy, you really cover it. And these are all films that range from like 10, 15, 17 minutes, that sort of thing?
That's about it. And we've got the first set and then an intermission so people can mingle and talk about the films. They're meant to inspire and motivate and put our work into a broader environmental context and the global movement of protecting our environment.
How did you go about collecting this amazing range of films?
So the Wild and Scenic Festival happens around the country, and they're an organization that helps promote these types of films and environmental awareness issues through films. And they give us the opportunity to select the top 12 that we think most will resonate for Sonoma County residents. So it's a hand-selected assortment of world-class films.
So you and several others sit in a dark room for what seems like forever and watch one film after the other after the other.
We've got to watch them all.
Yeah.
It's a hard job.
What of these films really struck you in your own particular interests?
What strikes home for me is just the fact that there are people out there doing environmental work in so many different forms.
Sometimes it seems like there isn't. Sometimes it seems like if you're working in this particular range, you're all alone out there, because there's just nothing like going to an old friend that you haven't seen for a while and talking about the issue that is particularly on your mind, get a blank stare back.
There is something here for everyone. It's a family-friendly event. There are uplifting and motivational films, and it'll leave you feeling very inspired to continue the fight, and that you're one of a larger community really working, like I said, in a global context to protect our environment and world.
Between the two movie segments, there'll be an intermission with a raffle and a silent auction.
Yes, the funds from this go to our Conservation Action Fund for Education, which is an organization that works to educate, engage, and motivate community members to get involved in environmental issues. And we will be having that intermission for our auction, but also to stimulate discussion and make sure people who are feeling inspired from these films get a chance to talk about it with other people. So the idea is build community, have more relationships with those like-minded people around us, and really walk away feeling empowered.
I just can't stress how important it is. Because of what I just said, it's amazing how people, because so much of this material is not on network news, people just have no idea that it's going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of independent filmmakers. And like I said, this is the 14th annual. Wild and Scenic has been going around the country helping small nonprofits like our own use these events to educate as well as fundraise. So we've been doing it here in Sonoma County. This is our third year. We've outgrown our last location. We'll be doing it at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts on Friday the 18th, which is just a wonderful opportunity to continue to bring this global event to our backyard and have these films for our families to view.
Well, Carrie, thanks for coming in, and thanks for what you do.
Thank you very much for having me.
Let's tell people that this is the Wild and Scenic Film Festival, Friday, November 18th, at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. You can get tickets through Brown Paper Tickets at the door or call 571-8566. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.